He is the Farm Progress Show manager is his official title, but he's also my friend, and his name is Matt Youngman. Matt, how are things looking?
Everything looks good. Setup is going along as planned. We've had nice weather for setup, and the streets have all been paved. Everything is in good shape. We're excited to invite everybody here next week. The tents are going up, and there are lots of little issues to deal with, but for the most part, the exhibit field is coming together very well.
The one thing that always amazes me about whether it's the State Fair, the Farm Progress Show, or any big event, it seems to take weeks and months of planning to get everything set up and lined up. So we know folks have been coming in for a while, all of the exhibitors, but teardown usually goes a lot faster.
It certainly does. You know, it kind of, the setup comes in waves. The first ones that are here, they've been here for well over a month now, are the landscapers and tent companies. They're here getting everything in place. And then, the decorators and the final landscape work gets done as the company folks are coming in, starting to set up equipment. And then, you've probably seen this place at 10 o'clock at night on Thursday after the last day of the show, and it is a ghost town. It clears out fast. We're still here, for another 45 days cleaning everything up, but most of the equipment is gone immediately after the show, and it really tears down in a hurry.
You've expanded the exhibit field a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about that. And of course, field demos are coming along, and don't forget the added concert this year.
That's exactly right. Lots going on. We added 13th Street when we were here last time, and that filled the fence. And so now we're, like we did in Decatur last year, we've got the annex building outside the exhibit field, just outside the main gate. The first couple of exhibitors actually are beginning to set up out there right now. Some familiar names going out there in that annex, folks that haven't been to the Boone Farm Progress Show in the past, Caterpillar coming back, Bex is making a run into Iowa, GMC is back at the show, so a lot of the big guns are there in that annex area. Field demos have been a little bit of a challenge. We've had a cool summer and it's slowed down the maturity, but we're still pretty confident that we've got a 60-acre field out there that's going to be good enough to go. So we're still hoping to be able to do demonstrations. They might be a little bit abbreviated from what folks are used to, but still hoping to be able to put on a show out there in the field demonstrations. Concert is really exciting. Jared Neiman's a big name, and we're excited to be in partnership with Syngenta and Iowa State University to bring him to the Iowa State Center on Wednesday night. That'll be a lot of fun. Really looking forward to that concert.
Oh, I think everything is always fun and exciting. So let's talk a little bit about the show itself. The gates open at what time, Matt?
Gates open 8 o'clock every morning. We're 8 to 5 on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then 8 to 4 on Thursday to give the exhibitors a little jump start on getting home to their families for Labor Day weekend.
And let's talk real quickly, what's the best routes to take to get into Boone to the show site?
Essentially, no matter how you're doing it, you find your way to Highway 30, which is a 4-lane road running right next to the show site. Most folks are going to be coming at it from Ames, from the east. So you take Highway 30 through Ames, headed west, and you just approach the show site and follow the signage and the law enforcement folks, and they'll get you in and out real easy.
And of course, admission is one great price for an entire day. What is that?
That is $15, but you can certainly go to farmprogressshow.com, buy your advance tickets at a discount, print them out right there on your home computer, and you'll speed your way right through the gate.
Thanks, Matt. He's Matt Youngman, and I'm Leah Guffey.